For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. A federal judge in Boston today seemed skeptical of the Trump administration's argument that SNAP benefits could be suspended for the first time in the food aid program's history because of the government shutdown. During a hearing over a request by 25 Democrat-led states to keep the funding flowing, U.S. District Judge Indira Tolwani, a Barack Obama appointee, told lawyers that if the government cannot afford to cover the cost, there is a process to follow rather than simply suspending all benefits. The Trump administration insists it is doing all it can to make the government shutdown as painless as possible. Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
Vice President J.D. Vance says the administration is trying to plug holes where it can.
Why don't the Democrats just stop this entire charade and reopen the government so that we don't have to try to make this thing work on a shoestring budget?
Vance led a roundtable with aviation industry leaders.
Everybody here is very worried that we're going to see more delays, more stresses.
But nearly a month into the shutdown, neither side is budging, with Democrats demanding an extension of health care tax credits and Republicans clear they won't negotiate policy until a short-term spending bill is passed.
Members of Congress received a briefing on the Trump administration's attacks on alleged cartel boats. Here's Fox's Ryan Schmelz.
Democrats like California Congresswoman Sarah Jacobs left the briefing on Capitol Hill frustrated with what they say was a lack of answers.
The level of transparency was not okay. They did not bring the lawyers. They did not bring the intelligence folks. And there's nothing that we heard in there that changes my assessment that this is completely illegal.
Trump administration officials briefing the House Armed Services Committee on the dozens of lethal strikes on alleged cartel boats in the Caribbean, which the administration says are trafficking deadly drugs. Republicans have praised the approach, saying it's putting cartels on notice and taking the fight to the designated terror organizations.
Israel's military said today that Palestinian terrorists handed over remains of two hostages in the latest indication that the fragile ceasefire agreement is moving forward, despite Israeli strikes on Gaza this week. The remains were given to the Red Cross in Gaza and then transported into Israel under troop escort to be taken to the National Institute of Forensic Medicine for identification, according to the Israeli military. A legal firm says an Ohio city is in the wrong after leaders rejected a woman's request to set up a live nativity scene on public property this December. AFN's Bronson Woodruff has more.
First Liberty Institute reports it sent a demand letter to the city of Pataskalka, Ohio, after it denied Susan Connolly her request. AFN connected with Garrett Bell, associate counsel with First Liberty Institute.
Susan Connolly, with the approval of the city in the past, has personally organized a local farmer's market on the Veterans Green in Pataskalka, Ohio, for many summers.
Connolly invites local vendors to sell homemade items. She invites local musical artists to play and more. But this year, she wants to add a live nativity scene on the Veterans Green.
But, as you said, the city rejected her request, stating that all items are fine except the nativity scene. Despite the fact that they have allowed other forms of public expression on the same Veterans Green, which is a public park.
Bell said the city does not have any ground to stand on here.
Absolutely not. As I said, this is a public park. It's a traditional public forum. The government may not prohibit certain messages while allowing others. They certainly can't prohibit something simply because it is religious expression. And both the Supreme Court and the Sixth Circuit are very clear on that.
I ask about the notion of separation of church and state. He said it is correct that the phrase actually means the government will stay out of the people's right to publicly express their religious faith, not prohibit it from happening. He said he hopes this demand letter will reveal a reason from the city as to why they denied this.
Fox Weather says the death toll in the wake of Hurricane Melissa continues to rise after it tore paths of destruction across the Caribbean, making destructive landfalls in both Jamaica and Cuba over the last few days. Communications remain unreliable across many areas after the storm damaged critical infrastructure, but reports of fatalities are starting to climb. After passing near Bermuda, the storm is to further weaken and be a tropical storm sometime Saturday as it moves northeast of Atlantic Canada. Stocks ended the day down. The Dow lost 110, the S&P shed 68, and the Nasdaq dropped 377. See more news at AFN.net.